question.
Right. And they got to have the resources to acquire them seeds.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
If your child learns best with a hands-on approach, Synergy Vocational Academy is for you, a faith-based magnet school that's now enrolling K through 12th grade. Synergy offers certifications, degrees, and apprenticeships in NCCER-accredited construction trades, multimedia, film production, gaming, culinary, and more. Synergy Vocational Academy is the school of tomorrow and accepts all state-funded scholarships. To learn more, call 801-5522 or check us out on the web at synergyk12.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday. And yesterday we started to look at, well, we started a few days ago, about when God doesn't seem to answer. And I know you've been there, because I have, and most people have, where we ask God, we pray for something, and there seems like no answer. And so we said there's a couple of things that we've got to do, is we've got to do some checking and make sure that we're in position to receive. And the first one, the first point was to check your heart. And we have to make sure we're not living in wanton sin, not repenting of it, don't care about it, just keep doing it over and over. And he said, we've got to check our hearts and we've got to walk in love besides that. And in 1 John 3:22 and 23, God said, whatever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments. And then he also says, and this is his commandment, that we believe on his son Jesus Christ and love one another. So we might have a wrong love walk. We might be living in sin, not obeying the commandments, anything. And we've got anything according to the word. So we've got to take stock, check our hearts, and make sure we're right with God. And you will receive every time. So let's pick it up right now. We're going to look at point two in a minute. So he says, we believe on his son Jesus Christ and we love one another. That fulfills all the commandments. That fulfills all the law. That fulfills God's plan for our lives. I love everybody. What about someone who said bad things about me? Love him. Why? Didn't you say bad things about God? I know you did. I did. Didn't you use his name as just a swear word? And we'd say it out of my mouth. Didn't you watch anything and do anything? And what did Jesus say when he was on that cross to the very people that were nailing his hands and feet together? He looked up and he said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And John 3:16, for God so loved the world. And so when you fulfill the law, that means you're walking in love. You've received Christ, you're walking in love. Your spirit is perfectly, naturally normal now and 100% with Christ. Right. So when you die, if they put your body in the ground and your spirit goes to heaven, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Because my body, my soul is righteous. But my mind, my will, my emotions, and my flesh is going to say, no, do it. Do it. You want to watch that? Come on, it's only R-rated. You know, it's only got one XX rate. It's not XXX. Watch it. It's okay. You're not harming anybody. I mean, after all, you're doing it on your own. You're sitting alone. No one's going to know. That's when you have to take that thought captive and say, no, devil, I love my God. And he said, if you love me, you will obey me. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do it. And listen, if you slip up and fall, please understand this. You just pick it up the next time.
Father, I'm trying. Please help me. Send your spirit to help me. Give me the strength, the power. Let me get understanding. I'm getting some understanding today from my pastor, my apostle. And I'm starting to get something. And I'm going to grab a hold of this thing, Lord. So I'm asking you to just strengthen me. Forgive me. Please, Lord, I want to repent, which means I want to turn from doing this thing. I want to renew my thoughts from this thing. I want to think on something good, noble, and true. And get that thought out. Take it captive. Help me, Lord. God's got you. God's got you. Never stop trying. In fact, you don't try, you do. Amen. So I'm feeling that this is a very, very important part of why God doesn't seem to answer. I just want to read the scripture one more time. Psalm 66, verse 18, out of the Amplified. It says, if I regard sin and baseness in my heart, that is, if I know it is there and do nothing about it. The voice translation says, if I entertain it, if I entertain evil, then it says, the Lord will not hear me. Amen. You might say, what about Psalm 34:15? The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, his ears are open unto their cry. The righteous. But if you're righteous and you've sinned and you don't care about it, you've got an issue. And you see, when Canaan and Destiny, if something happens with us, we have a disagreement and one of them storm off out of the house, or there's upsetness and people are not happy, and he's going to do it his way, or she's going to do it her way, they don't care what you're saying and you're only looking out for their good. What's happened here is our relationship has become strained. I'm still her father, his father, but the relationship is now strained. Is that correct? Now I don't feel like rushing out and saying, hey, I bought you a gift, yeah, a new mouse, right? No, they've got to come back and we've got to resolve this issue, sort it out, an apology either from me or from them, and rectify this thing, and then our relationship is back to strong. Well, the same thing happens with the Father God and us. Now, it's not on his part. Listen, he's never wrong. So when we've got an issue with God, why this and that, and we walk away from God, and we've got the sin in our life, we've got sin in our life, it's like there's that separation, that communion, that intimacy has kind of been broken. But the easiest way to get rid of it is, oh, God, forgive me. Please, I'm so sorry. I'm trying. I mess up every time. I've got to stop trying and start doing it. I'm asking you to give me the power by the Holy Spirit. Anoint me to overcome this thing. Give me the strength, or just take it away from me. One or the others. Just help me, Lord. I am sorry. Forgive me. I bind that thing from operating in my life any longer. I will not entertain those thoughts, whatever's going on. Amen. And God and your relationship is as reestablished. Now he hears you. Why? Because I'm not entertaining evil anymore. I'm not regarding iniquity. And some people, there's a teaching that went out not too long ago, and it was that 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, that scripture doesn't apply to children of God. It applies to unsaved. No, you're wrong. It applies more to the children of God than it does to the unsaved. How can you say that? Well, listen to what he says. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to remove that stain from us, right? And cleanse us, cleanse our righteousness. You see, we don't need to be cleansed as a sinner. We need to be renewed. Made brand new. That's why it says in 2 Corinthians 5:17 that, watch out now, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. I came together with Christ. I received the free gift of salvation. Now my spirit and he's become one. I'm a brand new species. My spirit man is not my mind, will and emotions, not my body, not my soul, not my body. But my spirit becomes brand new. So, 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to cleanse us from our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He doesn't cleanse you, he makes you brand new. But if you're a righteous person and you sin, you got a stain trying to cling to your righteousness, and God just wipes it off when you repent. The sinner has to come and say, Lord, forgive me, I am a sinner. You, if you're saved, are not a sinner. You were a sinner, and you had to come to him and say, I believe that you've died and resurrected from the dead. I'm a sinner. Forgive me, cleanse me, make me brand new. And when you accept the free gift of salvation, he gives you a new spirit. Now, when you're a child of God and you sin, he doesn't give you a new spirit. You're not in and out of salvation. He just cleanses that unrighteousness from your righteousness. That's what it is. That's for a child of God more than it is for a person who's unsaved, because he doesn't need cleansing, he needs renewal. If he gave just if he made him a clean sinner, all he's got is a clean sinner. But he's still a sinner. You and I are no longer sinners. We're born again, we're saints, we're children of God. But the person who's unsaved is a sinner. Amen. Wow, I didn't realize I'd stay on this point for so long. Check your heart. I'm hoping this is touching you. Some of you are getting it. It's just powerful stuff. It's something you need to go over again. This is going to be online later on. You can watch it. Watch it over and over again. Get this in your spirit. Because when God doesn't seem to answer, we say, just what we got to do, we got to check. Why? Word check means examine something in order to determine its accuracy, its quality, or its condition. I'm checking the condition of my life. Or to detect the presence of something. That's what the word means. Check means to detect the presence of something. There's sin in my life. Come on. Could that be why God's not answering? Why I'm not seeing this? There's the condition of my faith is null and void. Why? Because I'm not training it. I'm not stretching. I'm not exercising it. I'm not operating in it. Faith without work is dead. Do I have dead faith? Because faith comes by hearing. I'm getting faith right now, Pastor. You're reading the scriptures. You're preaching the word of God. But if I don't activate that faith, it's dead. You see, you get what you've got to do is you've got to acquire the faith. Acquisition. And then application. I apply the knowledge, then I acquire the knowledge, then I apply the knowledge. It's like building your house on the rock and the sand. I hear and I do, or I hear and I don't do. The one who heard and does built his house on the rock and it stood when trials came. The one who hears, got faith and didn't do, builds his house on the sand. When trials come, the house crashes. So it's application. We've got to acquire the knowledge and then apply the knowledge. So you've got to check, examine. When God doesn't seem to answer my prayers, right? This is Healing Academy. When he doesn't seem to answer my prayer, I know it's not God's fault, but am I blocking him from answering my prayer because I'm regarding iniquity, the condition of my faith, I don't exercise it, I never go to church. Come on. I'm not a tither. I'm not a giver. Oh, but tithing is of the old covenant. No, you're wrong. You're just wrong. Don't even go there. All right, so now watch here. So you're examining, you're checking the quality, the condition, or you're detecting the presence of something. Do I have sin in my life? Am I not operating in faith? Do I understand faith? And you've got to go through this, go to the basics and check out what I'm harboring in my life. Can you say amen? Oh my God. Okay, number two. So the first one was check your heart. Number two is check your promises. Write that down. Check your promises. I'm just trying to get people to get healed by checking every system in their heart. I said point number two is check your promises. To the question when God doesn't seem to answer, we said we've got to do some checking. And the first one was to check our heart, which is your soulish realm. And the second one is to check your promises. So the next step we have to make is make sure that we're praying. If I've checked my heart and it's all good, I've got to make sure that I'm praying according to God's will.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane,
Port St. Lucie in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
The current service schedule for Christ Family Church with Pastor Dr. Gerard Curry is going to be at 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. beginning March the 16th at the Tradition Town Hall. Their main location is at 5200 Oleander Avenue in Fort Pierce, Florida. That service begins at 10 a.m.